Hi, my name is Melissa Elizabeth. I'm here at the Emerald Town Hall Library to study my math. You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show for kids all about the Elgin County Library. I hope you enjoy the show.
Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thank you, Melissa Elizabeth. I'm Julie Berry, and I hope you're wearing your hat and mitts because our show is about snow. I don't know about you, but I love the winter. I love the ice and the snow and the freezing cold temperatures. I love wearing long johns and hats and mittens. Really, I do. Can you hear me? It's getting pretty wild out here. I think I better get inside if I can just make it to the door. Oh, dear, I can't see a thing. Oh, there it is. Is there anything more magical than those feathery little crystals that fall out of the sky? I met up with some 6 and 7-year-olds from McGregor Public School, and we had a great conversation about snow. Here's Alexa, who knows something about how snow is made.
My name is Alexa, and here's what I know about snowflakes. Well, when the weather gets really cold and the air gets really cold, little raindrops inside the sky freeze into little icicles. Then they turn into little snowflakes and they fall down from the sky. That's how clouds make snowflakes.
And once the snow is on the ground, well, there's no end to what you can do with it.
My name is Ricky, and here is how I build a snowman. First, you make a little snowball, then you roll it in the snow, and it'll take a little long. Well, you'll get there. So, and you make another and another, and then you put the carrot nose, and you could even put a rope for his mouth, put sticks for the arms, and you could put cherries for the eyes. And that's all I know about making snowmen.
Thanks, Ricky. So, you've got a whole field of freshly fallen snow. What could you do with that? Here's Sarah.
My name is Sarah, and here's how you make a snow angel. First, you lay down and you move your arms and legs. You can't move your arms like up really high because you can might hit yourself. And you don't want to lay like flat on your tummy or else you'll get snow in your face. And that's all I know about snow angels.
Imagine living in a place where it hardly ever snows. Our first story is about a place like that. Are you all warm and cozy? Curl up and listen. Midnight Snowman by Caroline Feller Bauer, illustrated by Catherine Stock. It rains a lot in our town. It never snows. Last year, Mr. Johnson read The Snowy Day to our class. I dreamed about making snow angels and building a snowman. Every winter morning, I look out the window before going downstairs to see if it has snowed. Sometimes I have cream of wheat for breakfast. I make hills and valleys of snow in my dish until my mom sighs and says, "Finish your breakfast." When I make my bed, I pretend that the top sheet is an igloo. I am safe and warm inside, but outside I'm surrounded by snow. On the news, there are often stories about blizzards in cities like Chicago, but it never snows where I live. It rains a lot in our town. One Saturday night in January, I was playing with my dog, Robbie. The phone rang. It was my friend, Elizabeth. "Look out the window," she said. It was snowing. The porch was covered with snow. The lawn was covered with snow. The street was covered with snow. Tomorrow, I can make a snowman, I told my dad. The phone rang again. This time, Elizabeth had a great idea. Could we, I asked my parents, could we make a snowman now, tonight? Why not, my dad said. The snow is probably perfect for packing. By the time I'd found some mittens and a hat, it was 10 o'clock. Elizabeth and I went down to the Elmans' house. They have a huge flat lawn. We started with a small snowball and rolled it around and around the yard until it was much bigger. How will we get it back to your house? Elizabeth asked. If we get it to the hill, we can roll it down, I said. The ball got larger and larger, heavier and heavier. We couldn't move it another inch. We need help, I said. Peter used to live in Maine. I'll bet he's an expert at building snowmen. Peter brought his little brother Aaron and their dog Dunce. We need a shovel, Peter said. Smyrna has one. But she's never seen snow in her life, Elizabeth said. She just moved here from India or someplace. So what? Peter said. She has a shovel. She can help. Smyrna came with her mother and father, who had never seen snow either. They were excited about our snowman, too. As we rolled the huge ball down the street, the Jensens and the Goldwaters came up to join us. Everyone had an opinion about just how a snowman should be built. This is going to be the biggest snowman in the world, I said. The Rostows came from a dinner party, woke up their three kids, and joined our snow party, too, along with the babysitter. We got to our yard, and my dad came out to tell us not to make such a racket. When he saw the crowd, he and his bridge partners decided to help. They had their opinions about the snowman, too. Soon it was midnight, the latest I'd ever been up. We had all worked hard and were finally done. I bet no one has ever built a nicer snowman. Well, maybe he wasn't actually a snowman, but maybe more of a snow thing. But then again, it rains a lot in our town. It hardly ever snows. It's spring now. This morning I looked out the window and I thought, snow! But it was just our cherry tree in bloom. The thing about snow is, it melts. It melts. One day it's here, and the next day, well, it's gone. Or is it? Listen to Sadie and the Snowman, a story by Alan Morgan, illustrated by Brenda Clark. One cold winter day, Sadie made a snowman in her backyard. First, she made a snowball, and then she made two more. Then she rolled them and rolled them until they were done. She used cookies for the eyes, an apple for the nose, and a great big banana for the smile. He was a really good snowman, and he lasted for a long time. But some birds ate the cookies, a squirrel ate the apple, and a large raccoon stole the banana. The sun came out, and the snowman began to melt. After a while, he didn't look much like a snowman at all. Sadie was sad. She missed the snowman. So the next time it snowed, she made the snowman all over again. There was still a bit of the snowman left, so she made it into a snowball. Then she made two more, and she rolled them and rolled them until they were done. She used crackers for the eyes, a carrot for the nose, and a nice big fat zucchini for the smile. He was a really good snowman, and he lasted for a long time. But the birds ate the crackers, the squirrel ate the carrot, and a large raccoon stole the zucchini. The sun came out, and the snowman began to melt. After a while, he didn't look much like a snowman at all. This time, Sadie wasn't sad. She knew it would snow again. All that winter, Sadie made the snowman over and over again. The birds ate the eyes, the squirrel ate the noses, and a large raccoon stole all the smiles. The sun kept coming out, and the snowman kept melting. But there was always enough of the snowman left to start all over again. Then the weather turned warmer. The sun came out earlier, and it stayed out longer. Sadie worried about the snowman. She found an old blanket and made him a tent so he could hide from the sun. But the wind began to blow, and it blew and blew until finally one day the tent flew away. Spring was coming, and the snow on the ground was melting so fast that the grass grew through. The snowman was melting too. Sadie took him apart and moved him under the porch where the sun couldn't see him. But even so, he kept getting smaller. After a while, he didn't look much like a snowman at all. The weather turned colder again just in time. It snowed a little during the night, and in the morning, Sadie made the snowman again. There was still a bit of the snowman left, so she made it into a snowball, and then she made two more, and she rolled them and rolled them until they were done. She used raisins for the eyes, a peanut for the nose, and a twist of red licorice for the smile. When the snowman was finished, Sadie put him into a bowl and moved him under the back porch. He was a really good snowman, but Sadie wasn't sure how long he would last this time. The birds ate the raisins, the squirrel ate the peanut, and a large raccoon stole the licorice. The sun came out, and the weather turned warm again. This time the snowman melted down all the way, and all that was left was a bowl full of water. Sadie was sad. The really good snowman was gone now for good, and she knew she would miss him. Then Sadie smiled. She knew what to do. She poured all the water out of the bowl and into a plastic bag. Then she put the plastic bag into her freezer. And for all that summer and all that fall, Sadie didn't miss the snowman at all. She knew she would see him again. So when winter came and it snowed again, Sadie took the plastic bag from her freezer and went outside. First she made a snowball all around the ice she had saved. Then she made two more, and she rolled them and rolled them until they were done. She used cookies for the eyes, an apple for the nose, and a great big banana for the smile. He was a really good snowman, and he lasted for a long time. My dear library lovers, that is all the time we have for our show tonight. I hope you enjoyed our snowy stories. Visit your nearest Elgin County Library branch and check out some books of your own to read. My funny bone has a chill after all that snow. It needs to warm up with a good riddle. Here goes. What does a snowman have for breakfast? Ricicles, because they're twicicle as tasty as cornflakes.
Check It In, Check It Out is made possible through the generous support of the Elgin County Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Aylmer, Ontario.
Thank you for that, Lisa Harms. And thanks also to Alexa, Ricky, and Sarah from McGregor Public School, and to Melissa Elizabeth for our introduction to Check It In, Check It Out. Join us here at 105.9 FM Radio Dubreuil on Monday or Wednesday at 5. Sit back and enjoy. We love it when you listen. I'm Julie Berry. Thanks so much for joining us.
Guten Tag, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kinga by the Elgin County Library. Ich hoop ihr habt das Programm geglaubt. Ich bin Mary Ham, und ich schauf bei der Elmer Library. Wir haben eine Library in Straffordville, Springfield, und Port Burwell, und ihr könnt die Kraft der, was ihr wollt, fahren. Die sind alle neu auf. Die Öffner Stunden sind an der Library deren zu sein. Ihr könnt auch fahren, denn das Fahnummer ist 519-631-1460-109, wenn ihr noch mehr Informationen fehlt. Bitte kommt nan und seid, was wir haben in unseren Libraries zum Jünt und Jüne Familie mithalten.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.